Hey, welcome to Goth Hop, where on a good day, we won't spit in your food. Unless requested. You don't deserve to know my name. Yes, that includes drinks. Now, don't waste my time. Are you ready to order or what? What do I recommend? Oh, I'd tell you what I recommend, but then I would get fired. But if you actually came here to eat, which, by the way, I highly, highly doubt that, I recommend the Oreo cookie pancakes. That would be two huge fluffy chocolate pancakes with icing stuffed in the middle. Once you're done eating it, if you even can, you'll either be bouncing off the walls from a disgusting sugar rush or questioning why you're still alive. Though you certainly can't be caring about your safety all that much if you're in here. I knew you weren't here for the food. No one ever is. Oh, except for that one guy over there. That dude hasn't left that table in 3 days. He's actually here to eat. Unlike somebody. Oh yeah, you're just asking, sure. Well, you must know. The non-food version requires your waiter or waitress, unfortunately, that would be me, to crush your head between my thighs. Whoop-dee-doo. Of course that sounds appealing to you. Ha! I don't get paid to sound happy, even if crushing your skull sounds appealing to me. And it does. Oh, you're really gonna waste my time, aren't you? Ugh, fine. It's either I do my job and tell you, or I choke you out. But something tells me that you'd really like it, so can't let that happen. God, life is pain. The next crowd favorite is the birthday cake pancakes. It comes with icing, sprinkles, and whipped cream. It's perfect if you're celebrating your birthday. Good for you. Ugh. And let me guess, before you even say it, you want to know the alternative option. Well, it's a real stress reliever for the waitstaff, let me tell you. So, myself and four other girls come to your table. Instead of singing happy birthday, we instead insult you until we get bored. Afterwards, two girls will come to rip your shirt off and hold you down. The rest of us will start chucking icing and sprinkles directly at your body. Then finally, whipped cream will be sprayed into your mouth and then you'll be slapped. Probably stepped on too. Really depends on who you get. Like Roxanne over there, for example. Roxanne loves stepping on guys like you. Oh, and disclaimer, we will not help you clean up. You get to leave here like a pathetic mess. That sounds good to you? Ugh. God, what is... Whatever. Do you want that? You want to hear more? Look, dude. You better be giving me a really good tip for wasting my time, because I swear to God, more than just whipped cream will be going into your mouth. I will make sure that everyone on the waitstaff gets a piece of you. Do you really want that?
Oh, who am I kidding? Of course you do.
And wipe that smile off your face.
Oh God, of course you read that. Yeah, we're offering a special called Breakfast and a Show. It consists of you getting something from the menu that actually needs to be eaten while I talk to you. And of course you'd pick that quickly. You're already insufferable. Just for that, I'm ordering for you. Francesca! Get this clown some waffles with a side of hash brown scrambled eggs and bacon.
Oh, you want some coffee?
Well, coffee machine broke. You're getting orange juice. And some orange juice, too. Yeah, thanks.
What are you staring at?
Ugh, you and that damn smile. What do you want? Have you never talked to a goth girl before?
Oh, you've never seen such a beautiful woman before?
Well, I'm gonna tell you the same thing I told the other guys that came in and said the exact same thing. I ain't doing nothing for free. The only thing I do for free is verbally abuse the customers. but they seem to like it. A little too much, if you understand what I'm saying. Including you, bunch of masochists. I can literally say whatever I want to you, and you would just eat it up, wouldn't you? Yes, ma'am. Wow, you're really far gone, aren't you? Wow, you are pathetic. I kind of dig that. Decent boyfriend material. Oh, not you. I don't go out with randos, but you do give off kiss-ass vibes. And I'm more than happy to treat you like the doormat that you are. I doubt you can even handle me. I mean, just look at me. I'm so thick, I could crush you. Which sounds actually very appealing. What to do? Oh, you think I'm talking about you still? No, I'm thinking about all the tables I can't wait anymore because of you. You better be leaving a really, really good tip. Well, Bozo, you keep coming around here and then maybe we can talk about it. I said maybe, but I just met you, clown, and you still don't deserve my name, nickname or otherwise. I don't need your name either. I can remember a face, especially one like yours. Was that a compliment? You are a fool, aren't you? You're at Goth Hop. Being nice is literally against the rules. Thank you to San Raiko, Cinnabar, Eric, Stahl, Stahl6418, Quanch, Scarlet Alu, Dogrunner, Adam, Koalastav, Chris, Jokiz05, Fenriswolf11, King of the Pawn, Nicholas, Ia, and Guy for becoming members on Patreon. I had to hold myself back when making this audio. I had to constantly remind myself, hey, don't make this not safe for work because I need to be able to put it on YouTube. It was really difficult. So with that being said, I do plan on making a not safe for work version for Patreon only. So for inspiration. So if you're anything like me, you like both breakfast and the goth aesthetic. So I forgot that it got memed on at one point about, you know, goth IHOP, femboy Hooters, like MILF Denny's, or was it Tomboy Denny's? Either way, that was a whole big thing. And I'm pretty sure tons and tons of ASMRtists have been making audios about this stuff, but I never did. So I decided to take a crack at it. My original idea was to make it a lot more heavy femdom and like humiliation. But with the route that I was going, it wouldn't have been able to been put on YouTube. So I decided to make a shorter version for YouTube. And then when I get to my next location, I'll make a longer version all out. Like it's going to be everything that I thought of, and it's going to appeal to maybe some of you or maybe a lot of you. I'm not entirely sure. Speaking of which, however, yeah, I'm going to be at a different location for a little while, and hopefully the recording conditions will be fantastic to where I can say and do whatever I want. Like, I don't have to worry about cars passing by. I don't have to worry about someone being able to hear me. I can just really fully, for the first time, be completely uncensored. And most importantly, record whenever I wish. Hell, me recording this outro right now, I have to stop every maybe 5 to 10 seconds because a car passes by. Anyway, off that rant, thank you for 12,000 subscribers. Thank you for almost 300 paid members on Patreon. I plan on hopefully saving up enough money so we can move out of this place and go to a much better apartment so I can speed up production of audios. I don't have to tell you guys how difficult it can be to do sus things when there's a chance that your parent can hear you. I appreciate everyone who's understanding that I can only upload safe work content sometimes. It's not what I wish to do, but it's sometimes the only option. Thank you all so very much for listening. I hope you have a great day or night, and I'll talk to you again next time, okay? Bye-bye!